Hello, everyone, and welcome to Homicide Hot Dish, where you get your scoop of true crime. I'm your host, Brittany. Now, I wanted to do an updated episode of the Gabby Petito disappearance, now possibly murder, because so much new information has been discovered since we released our episode. Literally the next day, new information was found. So this is everything we know as of 12 o'clock noon Central Standard Time on Tuesday, September 21st. Here is just a quick rundown and reminder of what our previous episode discussed. Twenty-two-year-old Gabby Petito and her 23-year-old fiancé Brian Laundry were traveling cross-country. They were going from New York to Oregon in a small van that they converted to a camper. They left New York in either late June or early July of this year, and they were documenting their journey through their social media sites, and Gabby was blogging everything along the way. Everything seemed fine. Gabby would check in with her parents, letting them know where they were. But then on August 12th, they're pulled over by police in Utah. The police were notified that witnesses saw the couple in a domestic dispute, so the police located them and pulled them over. Now, there is body cam footage from the officer that initiated the stop, and it's a little over an hour long, but the gist of it is that Gabby was crying and clearly upset about something the whole time. So the officer removes her from the van slash camper that her and Brian are in and brings her over to his cop car. She then explains that she has really bad OCD and anxiety, and that morning everything just kind of got to her. She was trying to blog their journey, and her and Brian had started to argue about many little things that morning that just escalated. Brian then locked her out of their van, with him outside the van as well, and said that they just needed some space from each other. So he started to walk away from her. But she was just upset and just wanted to get in the van. So she tried grabbing the keys from him as he's standing in front of the driver's side door, and she ends up hitting him. Now, she had her phone in her hand at that time, and it left scratches on Brandon's face, neck, and shoulder area. And the officer said that Brian also had some swelling on his eye. I'm not sure if she was able to get the keys from Brian and had those in her hand as well, and that caused the abrasions to his face. I know they said that she had rings on too, but either way, she caused abrasions and bleeding to his face. One of the officers speaks to a witness on the phone who verifies everything that Brian and Gabby have said. Brian never was violent towards Gabby. She was the aggressor in the situation, and to try to stop her, Brian sort of pushed her away. But that was, I guess, the only violence that he showed. It was just to try to stop her from hitting him, so he sort of pushed her away from him. Now, the officers made the decision to let the two go, but said they needed to separate for the night and just kind of chill out until the morning when they could talk to each other again. So Brian let Gabby have their van, and the officer found a hotel for Brian to stay at for the night. And again, the officer said, tomorrow morning, you guys can call each other, get back together, whatever you want to do. Now, after that, we don't know exactly what happened. One thing new that was discovered, though, is a very odd text that was sent from Gabby's phone to her mother on August 27th. According to E! Online, the text reads, quote, "Can you help Stan? I just keep getting his voicemails and missed calls," end quote. Now, Gabby's grandpa is named Stan, but her mother says she never calls him Stan. So this text obviously worried Gabby's mother, and in a search warrant, this was the last communication anybody had with Gabby. However, Gabby's mother did receive a text message from Gabby's phone on August 30th. The message said, quote, "No service in Yosemite," end quote. Now, if this was really Gabby or not, we don't know, and her mother doesn't seem to think so. According to E! Online, it is noted that Gabby had sent multiple text messages and had many talks with her father during her trip with Brian, and that during these conversations that her and her father had, it appeared that there was more and more tension building up between Gabby and Brian. Then on September 1st, 2021, 20 days after police pulled them over, Brian returns home to Florida, where he actually lives with his parents and Gabby. Now, as I said, Brian returns home. He's alone, and he isn't telling anyone where Gabby is. Then on September 11th, 2021, 10 days after Brian returns home, Gabby's parents report her missing. Now, at the time of our episode release, I didn't know why they waited that long, but I recently found out that according to Fox 9, Joseph Petito, Gabby's father, says, quote, "Brian got home on September 1st, and we didn't even realize he came home alone or was even home until September 11th when we reported her missing. It wasn't unlike them to go a few stretches without checking in, but I still can't believe he's home and won't tell us where our daughter is," end quote. Gabby's parents began worrying when so much time had gone by without speaking to her. They would usually speak about 3 times a week. So now that Brian is home without her, they're even more worried. And Brian and his family are refusing to talk. According to KEYC, Gabby's father said, quote, "We called Brian, we called the mom, we called the dad, we called the sister, we called every number that we could find. No phone calls were picked up, no text messages were returned," end quote. And when the police go to Brian's house, or his parents' house, I guess, they just open the door and hand the police a phone number for their lawyer. They won't speak with police either and say, "You need to talk to our lawyer if you want any communication." Then, September 17th, that changes. Brian's parents want to talk to police now, and it's actually to report him missing. They say he's actually been missing for 3 days at this point. So where is Brian and where is Gabby? Now that's pretty much where our episode left off. And as a reminder, our episode was just released 3 days ago, and a lot of information has been discovered since then. First off, from what we saw and heard on the body cam footage, we knew that Gabby was the aggressor towards Brian in that domestic dispute situation. The witness on the phone with the officer had said he never saw Brian hit Gabby, just that Gabby was hitting Brian. But now a 911 call had been released that says otherwise. According to Fox 13 News, in this 911 call, the caller says that he needs to report a domestic dispute. He says he was driving by and saw the gentleman slapping the girl, being Brian slapping Gabby. He says he then stopped and the couple ran up and down the sidewalk while he proceeded to hit her. Then they hopped in their van and drove off. So this obviously contradicts the story the other witness told the officer. And unfortunately, we don't 100% know the actual truth since there are contradicting stories. According to Fox 9, just this past Saturday, September 18th, the FBI began conducting ground surveys at Grand Teton National Park in search of Gabby after receiving internet tips. A video had surfaced that is believed to have captured Gabby and Brian's van. And the next day, Sunday, September 19th, a body is found that matches the description of Gabby. Now, in this video I had just mentioned, it was shot on a dirt road near Spread Creek, which is near where the body was found. According to The Guardian, the body was discovered on the edge of the park in a remote area less than 1,000 feet from where the van, believed to have been Brian and Gabby's, was parked. And I did share this video on our Facebook and Instagram pages. In the video shared by internet sleuths named Red, White, and Bethune, which was taken on August 27th, it's really hard to tell, but it almost looks as though someone is actually digging in a field. In the video, you will see them come upon the van, and right before this, literally just seconds before, there is a figure in the field on the left of the screen, and it does look like they're crouched down or like they're digging. The couple who recorded the video say they were actually going to stop and say hello when they saw the van because they noticed that the van had Florida license plates, and this couple was also from Florida. But then they noticed that the van had seemed abandoned, that no one was in it. Maybe they were hiking or something, so the couple just drives on. According to Outsider.com, people have been commenting on this video online. One group member says, quote, someone needs to check that field ASAP. I don't think it's her, but there is something of significance he's put out there. Remains of her phone, jewelry, something of significance to her. Something is in a field to the left of the screen." End quote. Now again, I mentioned officials had said that the body was consistent with the description of Gabby, but they wouldn't yet release that it was her for sure. And they did notify Gabby's family that remains were found. Now, again, even though they wouldn't for sure say it was Gabby, the FBI released a statement that said, quote, "First and foremost, on behalf of the FBI personnel and our partners, I would like to extend heartfelt condolences to the family, Joe and Tara Petito. As every parent can imagine, this is an incredibly difficult time for the family and friends. Our thoughts and prayers are with them. We ask that you all respect the privacy as they mourn the loss of their daughter," end quote. Now to me, that sounds like it's definitely Gabby. I'm sure most of you, if not all of you listening, have heard of the two women who were newlyweds and found shot to death at a campground in Utah where Brian and Gabby were. They were found on August 18th, just 6 days after Brian and Gabby were stopped by police for that domestic dispute. Well, one of those women worked at a little deli or a cafe of some sort in Moab, Utah, which just so happens to be the exact place where Gabby and Brian were when their fight started on August 12th, which is where witnesses reported the domestic altercation between them. Now, police have said there is no connection between Gabby's disappearance, or now possible death, and these two women. I guess it may be just a coincidence, but it does seem very strange. On Sunday, after the body was found, Gabby's father, Joseph, shared a picture on Twitter of Gabby with a broken heart emoji and the caption, "She touched the world." Now, just a reminder, Brian is not yet listed as a suspect in anything. He is listed as a person of interest in the case. And as I am recording this episode at this very moment, the search continues in the Carlton Reserve Wilderness area of Florida, looking for Brian. They did previously call off the search just yesterday, Monday, September 20th, because they said they had exhausted all avenues, but as of today, we did learn they have resumed that search. According to Fox 7 Austin, on September 20th, again just yesterday, multiple FBI agents arrived to the Laundrie home with a search warrant. They removed Brian's parents from the home and placed them in a van on the property while they searched the house. According to KEYC, the FBI didn't give any details on the search, but agents were seen removing several boxes from the home. And they towed away a silver Ford Mustang that neighbors had said was typically used by Brian's mother. Now, according to Outsider.com, there have actually been reports that Brian had been seen in Alabama, but that has not yet been confirmed. A memorial has been created for Gabby near the Northport City Hall in Florida, which is where she lived. There's also a memorial site in Wyoming, which is where the body was discovered. Today, Tuesday, September 21st, an autopsy is being performed on the body to determine if it is indeed Gabby Petito, and also to determine the cause of death. It is expected that they will know by the end of the day. Now, be sure to check in on our Facebook page and our Instagram page as well, as we will be sharing any updates that are available on this case. Both our Facebook and Instagram pages are listed as Homicide Hot Dish Podcast. Thank you for listening and be safe.